of state there. Brad Raffensperger says nothing's changed.
We've all been through an awful lot. As many of us have said, we wish that our guy would have won the election, but it doesn't look like our guy has won the election. And it looks like Vice President Biden will be carrying Georgia, and he is our president-elect.
President-elect Biden meets virtually today with small business owners and workers affected economically by the coronavirus pandemic. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is our temperatures are going to start to moderate a little bit starting today. Plenty of sunshine. Should be a great day with a high up to about 56. That's still way below normal, but it's getting better. Tonight, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, we will tease 60 degrees. I think the clouds will start to increase during the day. Risk of some showers by Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60. And right now, the weekend forecast still looks dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From all of us at Brubaker Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Infiniti, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Alabama have hit a record high at more than 1,700. Dr. Don Williamson, president of the Alabama Hospital Association, says these high numbers are putting stress on Alabama's healthcare system. Governor Kay Ivey is urging state school systems to resume in-person learning. She released a statement Tuesday saying she is working with the State Department of Education and the state legislature to make sure students are back in the classroom in 2021. And Alexander City police are searching for a murder suspect. Police are looking for 24-year-old Ashley Kinney in connection to two people found shot and killed on Oak Hill Drive earlier this week. Police say Kinney is considered armed and dangerous. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1. Excuse me. Dan Morris Show on Wednesday. Joey, what'd you think about the pecans?
Okay, first off, the key lime, the lime pecans, that is so unique and amazing. Like, it's got that sweet, but still the salty and like almost a tang to it. It's really, really good.
And what was the word that you heard when you ate that? I heard beer.
Beer, yes. Oh, yes, man. I think that was the word.
That and Corona. I mean, key lime, Corona.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. And then I had a regular roasted pecan over here. Oh, man. Just the straight up, the pecans they get are fantastic. Chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate, so good.
They really are. And let me tell you, if you want something, particularly if you're having a party and put out that people, they'll just gobble it up. Go and try those pecans. The key lime is something special. Let's go to the phones and go to another person special, John Williams, Mortgage Corporation in the South. John, how are you?
I'm great, Dan. How are you on this cool, beautiful Wednesday afternoon?
I'm just outside. It is gorgeous outside.
You know, I looked out my window a little bit ago, and of course, I'm in the office today doing a lot of paperwork and mortgages and things like that. That's what I do. But I looked out there, and I thought, you know what? It sure would be nice to get off early. And then it dawned on me. I was off last week. I'm like, I can't do that. I'm going to have to stay in this office, but I can look at it, can't I?
There you go. Or you get the pavilion for the girls, I said.
When I get that pavilion, that's a funny thing. They get a kick out of talking about that now. The girls want a pavilion outside so they can work outside there. I think they'll probably bring it back up about the first of the year when spring starts to hit. They'll be like, we want to go outside.
Of course.
You know, it's something that we don't really talk about a lot here, but I'm going to touch on it because this is the time of year, and this is not for everyone. But, you know, our company, when I started this thing out almost 26 years ago, I wanted to be not just a mortgage company, but a mortgage and loan center. And so oftentimes over the years, people have asked, well, what does that really mean? What is the loan center about? Well, we don't just make mortgage loans here. We offer more than that. We offer loans on automobiles as well. Now, here's how this program works right here. If you have an automobile, a 2014 or newer, and let's say that automobile is paid for, or maybe you almost have it paid for, but you need some money. Well, you know, you can come to MCS, you can call us, and we can make you a loan on that automobile. It's called an auto equity loan. We can make you a loan on that car, truck or van, and you can use that money for whatever you want. And, you know, this time of year, with the holidays around, it's a great time to do that. Also, you can use the money for anything you want. I mean, you can use it for auto repairs, maybe a set of tires or home improvements. Doesn't matter. And the great thing about this program is that your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. This is one of the programs, like the mortgage loans, you can take this thing out short term, pay the money back, you get the cash you need, and we can put you on file with the credit bureau so you can build some good credit, just like you can with a mortgage loan. So remember that. If you think you might need $3,000, $5,000 on your automobile, we're just a phone call away. As we always say, make your next move your best move. Call MCS. The phone number is 567-9000 right here in Wetumpka. 567-9000. Local company. Company NMLS number is 232876. Equal housing lender. How about that, Dan?
Let me go back a little bit. Make sure I understand the ground rules here. It has to be a car that's 2014 or newer.
That's right. 2014 or newer. And that's you're right on the mark.
If they already owe some money on the car, can you pay off that loan and then still give them some?
Yes, we do it all the time. We sure do.
Okay.
Yep. So that it works out great. So
they need to bring the car up to you. They need to call you at 567-9000 and then look at bringing the car up to you.
Yeah, 567-9000. We get the pre-approval right over the phone, and then we can go from there by, you know, get them to come in and close their loan and bring their car with them. Yeah, and we just take some photos of it. And we don't keep the car, but you can still drive your car, take your car back with you. But we pre-approval on the phone, and then short, fast closings after that. So
that is cool. So you're doing something like going to Blue Book or Kelly or something, and you're appraising the car over on the computer.
That's exactly right. We do that. We sure do. There's a thing called NADA, and but we go off of those values. That's right.
John, I'm glad you told the audience there. I think you might get some business out of that. 567-9000. Folks, call John Williams, Mortgage Corporation of the South. John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dan. Thank y'all. Y'all have a great rest of the day. We'll talk again tomorrow, okay?
Thank you. Oz, how are you?
I'm great, Dan. How are you?
I'm really good.
So, been sitting here and I've been listening. You know, you hear all the stories and everything, but it seems to me like there's plenty of fraud and plenty of there are plenty of question marks out there that would suggest something nefarious did happen. But I also think there are a lot of deep pockets and there's a lot of money going into those pockets to keep people's mouths shut. And that's kind of scary, that knowing that there is a party that has manipulated the system so much to steal an election because they knew they weren't going to win. But the bad thing is, you've got to have the proof, and I think they've hidden it really, really well by the tech companies and by some of these people that they just had in place. They had a network in place to try to hide the evidence.
Yeah, it doesn't, and particularly the way some of these things happen, the way that they commingle the vote too quickly. When you're looking at the vote in Alabama, you see it on a precinct level. And what happened in Fulton County is the precinct stuff kind of got wiped out and it all went to Fulton County because they moved everything down to the center. And they processed it all there. They didn't keep the individual identity of the precincts. That is very suspicious to me.
Right, right. And, you know, this bad. I've got some Democratic friends, and I mean, I love people, no matter what their political affiliation. But he was, you know, I voiced my support of Trump, and he kind of got aggressive. And I told him, I said, "Look, you're the one getting aggressive just because I'm voicing my opinion. You want me to respect yours, but you don't want to respect mine." And I said, "I've got 4 kids. My wife and myself, our base salaries, we do not make over $100,000 a year. And yet these last 4 years, we were better off than we ever were the 8 years that Obama was in office." And he says, "Stop that nonsense." And he immediately got off the message. And that's what the Democratic Party is. They want to force their values on everybody and force their beliefs and political views. And they don't want to listen to yours. They don't want to compromise. They don't want to come to an agreement. They want to force things on you. And if the American people don't see it, maybe God is giving us what we deserve right now until we can start thinking for ourselves. It's kind of scary, especially for my kids and the future that is coming about for this country. I'm hopeful. I'm still hopeful about this election, but I hope a lot of evidence comes to the forefront that will stop them from stealing the Senate races in Georgia. And I hope we can win the Senate and kind of block as much as we can of the faux Biden administration, which we know is going to be the Harris administration.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I think my personal feeling from talking to friends over in Georgia, I think Georgia's going to work out, but it's going to take a lot of work and nobody to be complacent.
That's right. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for letting me get my
2 cents in. I appreciate you, Oz. We're going to get into this Durham thing in just a second. There's some details in here that the press is overlooking. By the way, ABC, NBC, CBS didn't mention Durham. Didn't mention it. Now, a special counsel has been appointed. Since October the 19th, by the way, which is, I'll tell you why that's important. And they did not mention it on any of the morning shows. I didn't get to go over, well, actually I did. NBC Nightly News did not mention it. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
I tell you, 3 gallons of crazy.
Don't you love that?
I could listen to that cat all day long. You need to have a special segment of just quotes by Kennedy. Doesn't matter how dated they are. He's hilarious. Hey, speaking of bubble wrap, I need to check with our friend Reed Ingram and find out if I could send some little pecan pies to California and they would make it. Do you think they would?
If the busman didn't eat it. Yeah, you know, they've got those little ones, the single serving.
Right,
and
right.
Matter of fact, somebody was in there and buying one just to eat there on the spot.
Oh, yeah. My daughter-in-law loves pecan pies. I was feeling bad. I know we could mail her one. You know, I don't want one of these prefab things. I want it to be an Alabama, you know, pecan pie. And I'm thinking about going to see Reed and getting her some, and we'll mail those off.
There you go. Well, as long as you have a sturdy enough box, you're good to go.
Well, look, yeah, then that's the plan, man. If it fits, it ships. Hey, put me in for Sweet Creek, if you would, 11/21.
Of course.
I'm looking forward to that. Dan, I hope you have a good week, and boy, isn't it nice being a survivor.
It really is. Now, when's the drawing?
The drawing will be Friday between 2:30 and 2:45.
Who will be listening during that time?
Well, everybody should be listening, but I will be listening, I promise.
That's the main thing. East, thanks for the telephone call, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Let's do this. So let me finish out with the Kennedy piece, and then we'll get into the Durham story.
I want to get a comment from you. He's still the minority leader for now in the Senate. Chuck Schumer said today about this idea of getting some kind of COVID package relief together. I know you hear from businesses. I do, from people all the time, are saying we cannot hold on another month, another two. We need some help here. He says the biggest impediment to getting an agreement is the Republican leader refusing to negotiate in a bipartisan manner. Quick final word from you on that.
Well, as I've said before about Chuck, he is very well versed in the stuff he makes up. I support another coronavirus bill. You put a bill on the floor that will provide additional unemployment compensation, help for small business, money for vaccine distribution, more money for testing. I will be on it. I'll be on it like a hobo on a ham sandwich. But the real problem, and the problem all along, has been Speaker Pelosi. She doesn't want just a coronavirus bill. She wants a coronavirus bill that also rewrites America's immigration laws, bails out the blue states, rewrites America's election laws, lets federal prisoners go, and it's all about her. And the real issue, nothing's changed. I know there's been a lot of activity today with people putting plans forth, and that's all good, but nothing's changed. It's still up to Speaker Pelosi. And if she's not going to descend from La La Land and put a bill, allow us to put a bill on the floor and allow Democrats to vote for it, that is not a Let's Make America Venezuela bill, then we're not going to have a coronavirus bill. And I'm sorry, that's just the way it is.
I love that. Go back to his isolated from that cut here. Listen to this.
I'll be on it like a hobo on a ham sandwich.
I love this guy. He makes me smile. I mean, I cannot. There's seldom that I watch him that I don't just go, that was great. That was vintage John Kennedy. Going to be back. Dan Moore Show after this.
Dan Morris Show.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hello, Montgomery. Tis the season to switch to WOW. Super fast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month. Get more internet speed for a great price. See how you can get a $200 Visa card from WOW. Go online at wowway.com.
Wow. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for the perfect present? Then head to the perfect place. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and find the best gifts from brands like Steel, Eagle, and Milwaukee, or Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can shop in-store, online, or on the Ace app. Pick up in-store, curbside, or get them delivered. Get amazing deals on the best gifts when you wrap it in red at Ace. At participating stores.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Let's get on to this Durham story here. Totally underplayed by the press. Even Fox had a kind of a hard time understanding it when it first came out. Joey will attest, before I left to go to the doctor yesterday, I said there's supposed to be some breaking news. And so, head out, and then it broke right when I was leaving.
Right.
And
right.
I texted him back the story. But a couple of things here that people are missing. They're missing what I would always call the finer point of the story. Durham was appointed on October the 19th. 2 weeks before the election. And you remember when something came out and said nothing is going to come out about this. And then from that point, 2 weeks later, Durham is appointed. And then we go into radio silence. And I made the comment on it. But I did share with the audience that grand jury is meeting and they're still active. And I was making that known in October. So he appoints them in October. October the 19th, nobody knows anything about it. Grand jury is still meeting. And so therefore, when he announced that yesterday, this thing has been going full tilt for a long time, a month and a half, which is a long time. And everybody's been asking, what's Durham going to do? What's Durham doing? Well, what he's been doing is doing his job. And now, Trump talks about this, and he talks about special prosecutor. The special prosecutor law no longer exists. There's a special counsel part of the law that allows the attorney general to appoint a special counsel. He also can fire the special counsel. So a new AG could fire the special counsel. A president could fire the special counsel. But it's going to be politically tough for them to do it. Now, I'm kind of going on a limb here. I think what we're going to do is you're going to get some meat on the bones between now and Christmas, which is pretty close. And then you're going to get more meat on the bones after that, enough where they're not going to be able to do anything to Durham. Understand that he's got a full team of folks that are already there. They've already been appointed. They're already on payroll. Including the guy from Missouri, Jeff, what's his last name?
Jensen?
Yeah. He's in there, and a lot, because he's a U.S. attorney, so Biden comes in, he would lose his job, and Durham would have lost his job because of what Durham knows, I think. So they've got a team of people that's already active on this, has been active for a while with it. They've been meeting with the grand jury, and I think you're actually going to see some things drop. It may be 2.5 weeks, it may be 3 weeks from now, which will put you right almost to Christmas. And then some more stuff after Christmas. And what they've got to do is put enough meat on the bones to really... excuse me. Make this stick. Because you don't want anything to happen.
You don't want anything to happen, no.
Let's go to Ian Pryor talking about it.
Barr has appointed special counsel John Durham to keep on the job to investigate the Russia probe origins under the new administration. That, again, according to Associated Press. So this is a special counsel. Want to bring in Ian Pryor, former Justice Department Deputy Director of Public Affairs. What do you make of this news if John Durham is still on the job and Joe Biden's the next president, third week of January?
It's a fascinating move by the Attorney General. I mean, you know, look, we spent how long whether, you know, Donald Trump was going to fire Special Counsel Bob Mueller, and Democrats were up in arms, right? All this legislation that they were proposing to protect Special Counsel, right? So now what you have is John Durham as a U.S. attorney, as a Special Counsel, has the same general investigatory powers. But as you know, when a president comes into office, he can terminate all his U.S. attorneys. That's been done by Bill Clinton. It's been done by President Trump. But by elevating him to Special Counsel, that's going to put a lot of political pressure on the Biden administration and his eventual AG nominee to keep that special counsel in place. And we'll see if the press holds Biden and the AG to the same standard that they did with President Trump and Ron Rosenstein.
So let me just add a little more here. Fox News can confirm this news as well. I can also confirm that this was happening 2 weeks prior to the election in November, which takes us 4 or 5 weeks back, Ian. And I'm also told that Durham's investigation will be narrow in scope. What does that mean?
Well, I think the investigation is still going to be what it was as a U.S. attorney for the District of Connecticut, which is the origins of the Russia investigation, looking not just at the Department of Justice, which we know the Inspector General can do, but looking at the broader intelligence community. What did, you know, the DNI do? What did the CIA do? How was this all worked together along with the FISA applications to essentially concoct this Russia investigation? So the scope may be small, but the reach will be broad in that I assume and I think that it will go to the larger intelligence community as well.
Okay. I'm going to go to a break and I'm going to kind of give you another time mark to pay attention to. I'm going to be back right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The holidays are here, and we are at Wholesale Hunter, Fire Tower Road, and also Highway 14. With me today is owner Jason. Jason, you guys always do a magnificent job.
I just wanted to thank everyone for their continued business and support through this year. I know it's been rough on everybody, but I wanted to remind people that they can come see our fine selection of rifles, shotguns, and pistols. We're getting shipments of ammo in every day. You can also visit us online at wholesalehunter.com. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Just our temperatures are going to start to moderate a little bit starting today. Plenty of sunshine. Should be a great day with a high up to about 56. That's still way below normal, but it's getting better. Tonight, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, we will tease 60 degrees. I think the clouds will start to increase during the day. Risk of some showers by Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60. And right now, the weekend forecast still looks dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. We're going to get into the timeline here that I think you're going to find interesting. But first, I want to tell you about Dylan Wayne's got a message from Leslie Ryder, and she said, Dan, we have members of the audience calling up and coming in and wanting to see what we've got, and we're loving it. So, excuse me, but it's a, Dylan Wayne's is a great place. Josh is a very, very talented jeweler, and he knows he can create things as you describe and design. He's got CAD/CAM, he can show it to you, what it looks like, what it will look like. You can bring in things from him that you have now, bring it to him, and then he can recreate something for you. Take old jewelry and give it a new story, as we say. Or you can do that, plus add some other stones that he has. They're just loose stones. Dylan Wayne's is a great place to make that special Christmas gift for that special person. Go by and see them at 119 Brown Springs Road. I do suggest that if you're looking at a custom piece or bringing things in to set up an appointment with Josh so he can take the time out to really sit down and talk to you and find out exactly what you want. Dylan Wayne's, 119 Brown Springs Road, telephone number, ready to copy, 334-215-3669. Dylan Wayne's, Josh and Leslie Ryder, great folks. Okay, so here's a couple of things. Remember that the date that the appointment is that nobody knew anything about, including Trump, is October the 19th.
Right.
The Judiciary Committee Day 3 hearing was September the 30th. Oh. Do you remember when I said the way they're asking questions is as if they know the answer to these things?
And these are like Lindsey Graham's committee looking into interviewing Comey, McCabe, these
right.
types.
Right. It was actually called, and remember, the it's called the Oversight of the Crossfire Hurricane Investigation. Mm-hmm. Day 3 was September the 30th.
Okay.
And that was Comey.
Okay, yeah.
And you remember, I said, it seems like they know the answers to these questions. They're just kind of getting them on the record here. Okay, so then you look ahead 2.5 weeks later, and Durham is appointed special counsel. You know what these people are saying? Oh, crap.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that Comey had not been interviewed by Durham? Brennan, Clapper, Yates, none of those people have been interviewed by Durham.
Which might suggest, not certain, might suggest they're the targets.
Exactly. And struck.
Oh, yeah. Well, as I reminded folks, I'm going to miss Trump doing this. Oh, Lisa. Oh, Peter. Oh, Lisa. He won't do it, Lisa. Right?
So the timing on this thing is very interesting and was kept quiet. So, as I said, my sources are saying they think meat's going to be on the bone. Some meat's going to be on the bone before Christmas. Second load of meat's going to be on the bone right in the first part of January. And it's got to be there enough that you've got indictments, you've got it serious enough that if you suddenly go and just fire this person, then it's going to look really bad. Because then somebody else would have to come in and pick up all the pieces, and why would you do that other than to shut down the investigation? Remember, they said, well, if Trump fires him, it's an impeachable offense, obstruction of justice.
Right.
So if somebody fires this Durham, would that be an obstruction of justice? You're going to hear some really crazy remarks by Nadler and some other folks. Let's go to Brett Tomlin, Tolman, and talk about the Barr statement and need to investigate on just the investigation of election.
Whistleblowers from the U.S. Postal Service are coming forward with claims of ballot irregularities in key battleground states, sharing firsthand accounts in an exclusive Fox News interview.
If there's some kind of inconsistency, say the person voted for more than they were supposed to for that particular race, or they didn't make it clear. And the poll worker just was like, I'm going to give it to the Democrats. And this person had previously given a vote to Joe Biden, where a voter had voted for Joe Biden and the Green Party. But if we don't pick the people that are making the decisions on our behalf, then we have a rogue government doing whatever they want to do.
Well, those claims coming the same day that Attorney General Bill Barr said the DOJ has found no evidence of fraud that could change the outcome of the election. Joining us to break it all down, U.S. Attorney for Utah, Brett Tolman. Got a lot of ground to cover with you, especially because Bill Barr made so much news yesterday telling the AP, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. There is a growing tendency to use the criminal justice system as sort of a default fix-all, and people don't like something, they want the Department of Justice to come in and investigate. So he says that they haven't seen the amount of fraud that could change the outcome of the election just yet. But given the whistleblowers that have also come forward yesterday, do you think his opinion will change?
You know, it almost seemed like somebody, shooting from the cuff and making some comments without having done any due diligence on his own. I've spoken to folks that are on the ground in several of these states that have been talking to witnesses, looking at what has been alleged. It's really hard to believe that the Attorney General came out. And look, I'm a fan of A.G. Barr, and I've followed his career for many, many years. But this statement really stunned me, because if you've watched any of the hearings, you know there are people out there that are expressing their firsthand account of issues and irregularities that are concerning, and that somebody needs to be digging into and get to the bottom of.
Okay. Let me interpret what I see this as happening. I think Barr, who's on an AP reporter, just gave the answer. Said, to this date, we don't have anything. There's nothing that's there. It got turned around in the press going, Barr admits that there's nothing there. And finding anything to that point and nothing there are two completely different things. The media ran that story like crazy.
Right.
Did they mention Durham? No.
Right. Well, and if you read the actual statement AP quoted, it says, so far. Like, it's a qualified, careful statement. So far, I've not seen that. And they just missed the boat. On purpose, probably.
As usual, because they want to parse as much as they can. Now, Thoman is going to be talking about the appointment of Durham. Listen in.
As Carly made mention of, Bill Barr did make a lot of news yesterday. He also appointed, it came out that he appointed a special counsel to keep investigating the origins of the Russia probe under the Joe Biden administration. Now, it is important to note that he made this appointment on October 19th. This was 2 weeks prior to the election, but delayed notifying lawmakers given to the proximity to the presidential election. Now, two-part question here. Number one, what do you make of that timing? And then number two, could an incoming AG do anything to reverse or change this appointment?
You know, it doesn't surprise me on the timing, and I see the Attorney General as someone who does want to make decisions, hoping not to affect, you know, nationally. Unlike Jim Comey, when we saw some of the actions that he took, I think this Attorney General was very sensitive to that. October 19th was when he made the decision. As to your second part, an incoming new Attorney General could do as, you know, you recall when Mueller was appointed, there was a lot of pressure on the Attorney General Sessions and the Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein to actually rescind the appointment of Mueller. I think there will be some pressure with a new Attorney General coming in, but it's a lot more difficult now that he has been designated as a special counsel, because there's going to be political pressure for him to be able to finish his investigation. And they're going to be able to say, look, we let Mueller do it, so now you're going to have to let Durham.
And just really quickly, but I got to get to this. Adam Schiff on the special counsel appointment saying Barr is using the special counsel law for a purpose. It was not intended to continue a politically motivated investigation long after Barr leaves office. So he's accusing Bill Barr of acting in a politically motivated fashion by appointing a special counsel. The irony is quite rich.
Brett, it's almost like you can't respond to it, right? It's ridiculous.
It really is. And Adam Schiff is the most worthless person on earth. I mean, for him, everything is political. Everything is for his own needs, political needs. Same thing with Nadler. And it just amazes me. Now, they're commenting on it, but the media, the regular media, is not commenting on it. So here's the problem. All of a sudden, they do an indictment. How do they handle that? Because they have to tell the story of the origins of this. They have to go back to the October 19th. They have to, somebody's going to say, well, when did you know about this? And you found out about it on December the 2nd or the 1st. And it just, this is nuts what they're doing. Absolutely not.
And they've already tried to do it over the last few months. They'll try to spin Durham as some lackey of Barr who's a lackey of Trump. But it doesn't, when you look at Durham's background, it just doesn't hold up.
He's crossed party lines. I mean, he's been there through Obama, through Bush, through Trump.
Right.
And Jeff Sessions says he's one of the best around.
He goes all the way back to Janet Reno and he actually got FBI agents convicted. I think it was the guy who tipped off Whitey Bulger, hey, feds are about to come for you.
Man, unbelievable. So this is a very good situation. I wish Fox and others had gotten it better. I think Brett Thoman probably was closest on here. Andrew McCarthy totally missed the boat on this thing. He was more talking about election fraud and what Barr said with that than this, which I was kind of surprised. But I was kind of surprised that that Hannity and Tucker and those people didn't really nail this up there last night. Which tells me their contacts are not that good.
Right.
If they're not able to find out what happened behind the story. And Sidney Powell and some other people are all sitting going, did you play the Sidney Powell stuff yesterday?
I did, yes.
When you add all that together, knowing what Sidney was saying on election stuff, but what she was talking about Michael Flynn, remember, Michael Flynn all of a sudden mysteriously gets pardoned. And Trump says he didn't know anything about what Durham's doing. And I actually may believe that Barr is like, Chief, I got this under control. Don't worry. You know, don't ask me no questions. I'll tell you no lies. So everybody goes, well, this is just the beginning of a wave of pardons. And I said that day, I said, how quickly a pardon comes in when the story first surfaced will tell you where he is in the food chain. The quicker the pardon, the more he is in the Durham operation, knowing that the grand jury is meeting, he has not been able to meet until this pardon has happened. He gets the pardon. I bet he's already been in front of the grand jury, or he's going to be this week. And he is a linchpin on how the Mueller team was treated, him and others, in doing Crossfire Hurricane.
Right.
So it all is starting to make kind of sense now. I don't think that you can see anybody pardoned until January, which totally blows everybody's story. A wave of pardons. This is just the beginning. And then the story that Trump calls fake news trying to bribe for the pardons.
Or pardon himself, too. I saw that one.
Well, they have pardoned himself, Rudy Giuliani asking for a pardon. And the pardon thing just started snowballing.
Yeah, pardons for cash.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
like Trump's some Renaissance Pope or something handing out indulgences.
But watch how long it takes to the next pardon and what the next pardon is, if there's anything political. But people are going, Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, they're doing all of those. I don't think it's going to happen. I think that will come in January. I think the Flynn was a time-specific situation. And the closer it was to happening fast, the more I felt the DOJ and Durham was involved. And I think he's sitting in front of the grand jury, or will be soon, telling them what happened. And he has got knowledge. And that knowledge is going to, I think people went, oh, crap, Flynn's been cut loose. And then they hear about the Durham being appointed. I don't think anybody knew about the Durham being appointed. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Soulja Boy. After this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's where we are. You got me thinking that I'm wasting my time. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy,
good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Question is, how are you on your dental situation?
We'll find out a little bit later on. Dr. Parker was really nice. He
worked you in, huh?
He worked me in. Got me in. Dan Hudson. Called in a favor, got in. It's interesting, sat in the room, and he had an LSU medical school graduate.
Uh-oh.
And so I said to him, what's your prediction on LSU Alabama? He said, I'm Alabama all the way. I went, roll tie.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, you had to have some pull because it's not easy to get a walk in on a dentist.
Well, this is an oral, surgeon who's not DDS, but he's MD.
I'm the best for the dancer.
There you go. That's moving up the food chain.
Yeah, but I guess I only get a dental assistant, but she's hot looking. Okay.
Okay. Well, the dental assistant wasn't that hot.
Okay. Got a question. You're talking about pardons. That caught my interest. Which president has given the most presidential pardons during one term?
During one term or during their time that they were president?
Let's go for the first one for one term and then go for total.
Terms. If you're taking a term, because what happens is people do it on the way out of the door, and I think Bill Clinton.
Correct.
I think Bill Clinton wins that.
He wins that for total for two terms or one term. Holds both records.
It may be both records, but I have to look it up.
It's just amazing that it's a Democrat, huh? I would have thought Obama would have been in there.
Obama was pretty high up there, but Joey's looking it up as we speak.
He's a king of Googler. You know,
Google's crap. You look up who had the most pardons, and it's a bunch of stuff on what Trump should learn about before he pardons people. It's like, just go away.
That's not what you asked, is it?
I tell you, Google has turned into crap.
Oh, it has.
I used to use them all the time, and now it's just too hard to use.
I know, it's getting to a point. It's pretty sad. Now, the amazing thing is, he did a little speech on his book that came out. He made two interesting things Mr. Obama did. First, he said the reason why Trump came into office is because white folks had a anxiety issue with having a black man in the presidential White House. But what's ironic is, if 18% of the population is African-American voters, then a lot of whites must have voted for him, which kind of blows up his little theory.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, don't let actual facts get in the way of Barack Obama.
Especially when he's trying to sell a book. And then the second thing is, he made a big deal about Donald Trump putting kids in cages. Well, let's remember,
it was
who's
him.
The one that built those cages?
Yeah, it was him. It was him.
It was him.
And that's the problem with Obama. Now that he's not president and you listen to him, you realize what a big liar he was.
Well, I told you I fell for that hope and change the first term. And I've been going to my priest in confession, and I can't get enough Hail Marys out of me. I'm going to apologize to everybody for voting for him the first time, but I fell for it the first time, but not the second time, because, you know, I believe in all that transparency, hope and change that I wanted to see and believe in, and it was just complete utter opposite. Big mistake. But it's ironic, he can sit there, and when he was being interviewed for that book, and he said about the kids in the cage, the interviewer didn't even do a follow-up question. It's like, I would have said, excuse me, Mr. President, is like,
wow.
Aren't you the ones that built these? Aren't you the ones that put kids in them? Why are you throwing it out on Mr. Trump? But nobody follows up a hard question with the Obama.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, they don't ever do it with Democrats. There's no follow-on questions to a Democrat. There's badger and just beat on a Republican.
I love Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump told that guy, what did he tell that guy when he was giving him disrespecting the presidency? You're a lightweight.
Yeah, you don't talk to a president that way.
That's the man you want at the helm.
Yeah.
That's when people wonder why America wanted Mr. Trump as our president. Because he's just not going to stand there and have that disrespect. And what I love another one was, during his, he had his little debate with Joe Biden. What did he say? He goes, don't put intelligent and your name in the same sentence.
Yeah. Or don't use the word smart with me, Joe. Smart? Smart? Don't use the word ever use the word smart with me, Joe.
And don't put it in the same sentence as your name.
I'm looking at there's a justice.gov, the Justice Department website.
Uh-huh.
It breaks down, of course, into pardons and commutations and remission. What it looks like the trend is post-war, after FDR, I mean, Truman granted just shy of 2,000 pardons?
Wow. That's interesting.
Eisenhower, a little over 1,100 pardons.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you hear some of these others?
Kennedy, 472.
Now, he was only in office 2 years.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and the whole thing that happened there. Johnson, 960 pardons, 226 commutations. Nixon, 863 pardons.
Was that including his own?
Yeah.
He didn't pardon himself.
Well, Gerald Ford had 382.
That's pretty low.
He's only in there like for
2 years, a couple years, right?
Yeah, 20 months, I think.
Carter, 534 pardons, not many commutations at all. Reagan, 393 pardons, only 13 commutations. H.W. Bush, after one term, only 74 pardons. Wow. Clinton, 396 pardons, 61 commutations. George W. Bush, 189 pardons, 11 commutations. Barack Obama, 212 pardons, 1,715 commutations.
Woo-hoo! He's a record breaker.
So far, Trump has given 27 pardons, 11 commutations.
Speaks for itself, doesn't it, Dan, Joey?
It does.
Look at Mr. Reagan. He didn't do that many of them, and neither did Mr. Trump. Mm-hmm. But I guess when you're got that D by, you got to let a lot of people out. A lot of people go.
There you go. Especially, never mind. I ain't gonna say it. Not gonna say it. Biting my tongue.
Well, you know, I watch that when I have a bad day. I watch that YouTube when Mr. Trump told Biden, you know, don't use Joey. You do a good Reagan. I mean, a good Trump. When he told him, don't put your name in smart in the same sentence.
Right.
Don't use it in the same sentence. Okay, well, gentlemen, I appreciate giving me the platform. Y'all have a great day. Enjoy the weather.
I will when we can get out in it. I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Try.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fascinating. I'm wondering what happened post-war, because FDR has a lot. Truman and Eisenhower have a lot, and then it starts to go back down until Obama gave 1,700 commutations.
Yeah, FDR was in there for quite a while.
Oh, right. That's why I didn't count him.
Yeah. He had 3.5 terms. Let me say the cuts. Running out of time here. Okay, I'm going to tease you with this. John Roberts. And Fox, something's happened with Fox. Now, John Roberts is going to do a pretty long piece here. We're going to play one segment in it to get us to the break. But he's going to be talking about Barr's statement. I think he actually misreports this.
Earlier this fall, the Attorney General Bill Barr had proclaimed that mass mail-in voting would be ripe for fraud and abuse. But today, he chafed against a similar claim from President Trump, saying he had seen nothing so far that would overturn the results of the election.
It was a declaration that drew a sharp response from the Trump campaign. Attorney General Bill Barr telling the Associated Press, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. The president's attorneys, Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, firing back, with all due respect to the Attorney General, there hasn't been any semblance of a Department of Justice investigation. We have gathered ample evidence of illegal voting in at least 6 states, which they have not examined. Some of that evidence was brought forward by Republican lawmakers at a hearing in Michigan today. Allegations that a truckload of fraudulent ballots was rolled up to a voting center.
Can you tell me what it is specifically that you saw that came in?
It looked like there was maybe 60 boxes of those ballots, and in each one of those sleeves or boxes or whatever, there could have been hundreds of ballots. So we're thinking maybe several thousand, tens of thousands. I'm not sure the exact number.
The postal workers, particularly the contract guy, where there were 24 pallets and he was picking them up in New York and taking them to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, he was good. The problem is the audio connection and the way they're asking the questions. You kind of want to ask your own question, and they didn't kind of get to the corpus of that. Crowdad, hang on, going to a break, coming back. A lot more coming up, boys and girls, going to be back.